Right. It's 10 seconds, everyone. Right, lights ready. Cameras. Satellite link okay. Orchestra, choir. All right, stand by, everyone. Stand by, Houston. 4, 3, 2, 1. Cue the Lionel Blair dancers. Sound, cameras, roll them now.
Here is the inshore weather forecast for the next 24 hours. Some rain is to be expected.
Marx and His Diary with Alfred Marx, Miriam Margolyes and Robert Buckman, and a special star appearance from David Jason. With music from the David Furman All-Stars, ladies and gentlemen, Marx and His Diary.
Thank you, thank you. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another dip into my diary. And dip is the right word, as it happens, because I've been spending a lot of my free time swimming over the last few months. For a while I was doing 20 lengths before breakfast, but I got fed up with having bacon and eggs at 7 o'clock at night, so...
Oh, hello, Alfred. Sorry to bother you, but look, I've been invited to a cocktail party this evening, and Lord Longford and Mary Whitehouse are going to be there. How do you think I ought to dress?
Very slowly, and you'll probably miss it.
Thank you.
All through the winter, I've been at it, not for pleasure, but to improve my health and figure. Last year, I stood in front of a full-length mirror, and looking back at me was a tired, wrinkled, aging, paunchy body. And I thought, why is my wife standing looking in the mirror right now?
Hello. Hello, Mr. Marx.
McGoolish.
Hi. Hey, look, I've got this fantastic new development. I've crossed an elephant with a seagull.
And what have you got yourself?
I'm not sure what you call it, but you need a very strong umbrella.
Many businessmen in my position keep fit by taking up squash. But I never could get on with these faddish orange juice diets. But I am keen on sport. When was it? Tuesday. I went to chair a board meeting of my local football club, Real Hornsey.
Order, please, gentlemen.
We've got a lot to get through. Now, I think you'll all agree that there are many things on the... Look, somebody let Mr. Hotchkiss in, will you? Now, I've been with this club 7 months, in which time we've played 20 matches, won none, drawn none, lost 38. Goals for nil, goals against 647.
Well, yes, Mr. Marx, that's all very well, but their morale is low. There's a complete lack of support for the club. 9 people on a Saturday afternoon, it's just not enough.
Yes, it would be nice to have 11 men in the team again, I must say. I think we could do well to examine the club's finances. Now, the club ties, are they a good idea?
They look great on the boys.
They look ridiculous. Why can't we have shirts and shorts like other football teams? And is the new groundsman here?
Yes, sir.
Bring him in. Oh, good. Now, poking horn.
I know what it's about, sir. It's about the rhubarb patch in the centre circle, sir, isn't it, sir? Yes, sir.
I hope you have a reasonable explanation.
No, sir. I don't understand it. They came up all right last year. Didn't you think it was a good idea to have the cows grazing on the pitch to keep grass short, sir?
Indeed, yes, yes. The trouble is trying to work out which one is the penalty spot. Well, that will be all, Pokey Horn.
Thank you, sir.
Now, look, as chairman of this board, I think we deserve a detailed report on last Saturday's disastrous results. Weezer, you used to be England's team coach. Now, what went wrong?
Well, it may seem a little late to say it now I've got the job, but I was, in fact, the England rowing coach.
But we lost 47-0.
Yeah, I know. I'm afraid the boys caught a crab under Hammersmith Bridge.
All right, let's run the film of the last 10 minutes.
Well, as you can see there, Mr. Marks, the boys are on the attack.
Who's that small chap with the ball now?
Oh, he's our new signing from Brazil, José Cesarino. He's been a great addition to the side. Been playing football since the age of 4.
And he's now...
5. But look at that for great dribbling skills.
Yes, get him a bib before next week, for God's sake.
Oh, come on, sir. Look at that superb ball control. And the incredible thing is that all Jose's training was done on a beach, kicking around a coconut.
What's he doing with the ball now?
I think he's drilling a couple of holes in it to try and get the milk out.
Yes, but look at that, Mr. Marx. Obvious penalty there. Now, just watch Trevor put this one away. Look at that, right in the back of the neck.
His wooden leg.
Yeah, shame that. He'd be an asset in the first round of the cup.
But of course he'd be no good for the second leg. If you'll pardon me.
Still, Mr. Miles, you must admit that the lads aren't doing too badly. They're only 2-0 down and they're getting plenty of the ball.
I can't see the other team.
No, they didn't turn up. Their coach broke down.
Turn it off. I've seen enough. I wonder if this team has got anything going for it.
Well, there's the new club song.
It's a lovely little number put together by the fans to show their appreciation of the team.
Nottingham Forest, we hate Liverpool too. We hate Chelsea and Arsenal, but most of all we hate you. Through sleet and snow and rail strikes, we follow wherever you roam. A pity, 'cause when it's raining, you lot all stay at home, you pansies.
People say I'm mad to support a team, but I've been a supporter of Rail Ornsey all my life. Trouble is, I don't get out as much as I used to because of the bars across the window, the padded cell and the straitjacket.
Nice one, Albert. Nice one, son. Nice one, Albert. Now put your trousers on.
Well, I was a young player for Ornsey in the 30s. They were really good to me. I remember once I was had up for being the father of this girl's baby, but a manager spoke up for me in court. He said I couldn't possibly be the father because I hadn't scored for 4 years.
Come marching on. Oh, when the lads come marching on. They're so knackered by the time they reach the touchline that they have to repeat the lead-off.
Yeah, I'm the man that brought the FA Cup to Rail Hornsey in 1954. We held onto it for war, 6 or 7 days. And of course, the Rozzers raided us and took it back. I reckon we was robbed.
Rail Hornsey, Rail Hornsey.
We'll support you in the North London Amateur Combination League in 9th Division, 2nd Leg Replay. Second leg replay.
We'll support you like hell we will.
Yes, that was Tuesday.
Mr. Marks, me Romany. Me see things ordinary men don't see. I see beyond earthly things.
Would you kindly go away?
Aye, you must listen to the Romany, or else you will get gypsy curse, anger the gods. The finger of fate will point at you.
And you'll get 2 fingers of fate pointing at you.
Aye, I see it now. There will be many strange and wondrous things amid the heavens. Day will turn to night. The seas will march against the land. Mountains will walk and fire will drop from the sky. While those of you in the southeast will enjoy a dry day with sunny intervals and dry
grass. Recently I've taken to psychoanalysis. I have a personal analyst, Dr. Carl of Phobia, who I consult quite regularly. Yes, here we are. Friday morning.
Once more, Miss McIntosh.
Good morning, Dr. Phobia. Oh, sorry, I didn't realize you had someone with you.
Oh, come in, Mr. Marks. That's enough for today, my dear. I'll see you tomorrow at the same time. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Doctor.
It's a difficult case, Mr. Marks. Discipline fetishism.
Such a pretty girl, too.
Yes, and she only charges me £10. Mr. Marks, what can I do for you?
Well, Dr. Phobia...
On the couch, please.
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
Comfortable?
Not really, no. There's hardly room for 2 of us on here, is there, really?
No. What is your problem?
Something that's been worrying me for quite a lot lately. I keep thinking that people hate me.
Oh, I see. Then we'll have to explore your subconscious mind to find out why you think people hate you. When I snap my fingers, I want you to take your mind back to your childhood. You are now very young. Yes, maybe you've gone back a little too far. Come forward in time. You are now 11 years old.
11?
Yes. Where are you?
Visiting my granny.
Good, good. And what are you doing?
Feeding her canary.
Oh, that's a nice thing to be doing.
Not really. I'm feeding it to the cat.
All right. Now let us see what you were like at the age of 18. What's happening to you?
I've just been refused admission to a dance hall because I'm not wearing a tie, and I'm stood outside enjoying a smoke.
I see. And how many cigarettes a day do you get through?
None.
Then how can you be enjoying a smoke?
I set fire to the dance hall.
I see. Wake up, Mr. Marx. I found out the reason why you think everybody hates you.
Oh, good. Why?
Everybody does hate you.
Yes, but why do they hate you?
Because whenever anyone acts in a way which doesn't meet with your approval, you turn nasty, Mr. Marx.
Tater, what are you talking about, you stupid looking...
You see? Exactly what I said. Because you don't like my diagnosis, you want to punish me.
Punish? Yes, you're quite right, Doctor. Is there anything we can do about it?
But of course. Here, take this.
You mean...
Yes, don't spare me. Again. Remind me to cancel Miss McIntosh for tomorrow, will you?
Let's see, Saturday. Saturday, spent the morning in bed with the newspapers. I really ought to get sheets and blankets like everyone else. Afternoon, I can hardly read my own writing. Look at it. Looks as though I used a spider's leg to write this. Oh, yes, here we are, yes. Must get a new biro. This spider's leg has almost run out. Saturday evening.
Hi, give us your A.
A.
Give us your L.
L.
Give us your F.
F.
Give us your D.
E.
Give us your D.
E. You've left out the R.
Give us an R.
What's that spell?
Alpheda. No. Hang on a minute. Hey, give us your A.
A.
Give us your...
All right. What do you want?
Oh, look.
Hey.
Hey, he's bigger than he looks on the television, isn't he, Nate?
Oh, yes. More expansive, isn't he? Greater presence, a wider dimension.
Yes, fatter.
Fatter, aye.
Have I met you before at all?
My name is Nathaniel Gasoven, and this is my wife, Edina Gasoven.
Yes, indeed. And we are the president and chairlady of the Alfred Marx fan club.
I didn't even know I had a fan club. But how's the membership these days?
Well, of course, we can only speak for our region, you see.
Where's that?
Macclesfield East
and the rest of the world.
Oh, and yes. How many members does that make?
What, including us?
Yes.
One.
Well, you mean even one of you is not a fan?
Well, I'm not a fan in the fanatic sense, like. A little joke going there. I'm a fan. No, I'm a fan in the fancy dress sense, you see. I like dressing up in Alfred Marx T-shirts.
Yes. Oh, you have Alfred Marx T-shirts?
Oh, yes, we do. Alfred Marx T-shirts, Alfred Marx ties, Alfred Marx underwear, Alfred Marx socks.
Well, you know, this is very impressive.
No, not really. We broke into your house and stole your wardrobe.
I'm fed up with you already. Kindly get out of here.
Here, hang on. We've been to see your grave in California.
Yes. Wouldn't you just like to say something for the fans?
Get out, you silly morons!
Yeah, Nath, I think we should have stuck with the Simon D fan club.
Yes, now, where was I? I was going to tell you about my new club. We had a new girl down there just the other week. She did this novelty act, coming on stage completely naked, except for a covering of ice cream. You know, I stuck around till the novelty wore off. And had the flavour of the month. Of course, I have a high turnover of staff. On Monday, I was interviewing new people. Oh, good morning. Mr. Waterton, isn't it?
Yes, that is correct.
And you've come to apply for the job, have you?
Yes, I have.
The job as a bunny girl?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, now, don't let's rush into this one, Mr. Waterton. Just take it nice and slowly. Have you ever seen a bunny girl?
Oh, yes, lots of times.
Ah, then you'll know straight away that most of our girls do tend to have two rather large qualifications for the job.
Yes, I've got those.
Have you?
Oh, yes. I enjoy meeting people and I have a pleasant, engaging personality.
Yeah, no, that wasn't really what I was talking about. Mr. Waterton, could you just take your shirt off, please?
Yes, certainly. There.
Yes, as I thought. You don't seem to be terribly well endowed in the bosom department, Mr. Waterton.
Sorry, how do you mean, sorry?
Well, I mean one would have been a start, you know.
Yes, I have got quite good legs.
All right, well, let's have a look at them then.
Yes, hold on, I'll just... There, what do you think? There, look.
Yes. Oh, that reminds me, I must trim the front hedge when I get home. Yes, all right, you can put them away now, Mr. Waterton. Perhaps I'd better just take a few details. Previous employment. Now, this could have an important bearing on your suitability as a bunny girl. What was your last job?
I was a spot welder with Chrysler's.
Yes. Now, forgive me for asking, Mr. Waterton, but it does seem rather a radical switch from spot welder at Chrysler to becoming a nightclub hostess. Did you have an accident with a blowtorch or something?
No. I just thought it would be an interesting job, that's all. It's been my life's ambition, you see, to become a bunny girl. See, I love working with animals.
Yes, well, that would certainly explain why you went to Chrysler's, but... Now, normally we have blondes or brunettes or redheads. Now, your hair... Now, what would you call it? Sort of flesh-coloured, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm bald.
Bald. Fine, that's fine. Applicant bald.
Yes. I suppose that's a point against me there.
No. I mean, a bald head of itself doesn't necessarily disqualify a person from being a bunny. I mean, in fact, if we had two of you in a bra big enough, we might be well in with a fighting chance. Now, what about the face?
Now, I think I can surprise you here. Watch, if I put a little lipstick on, see, and add an eyeshadow, dab a little bit of powder on here, and a couple of false eyelashes, put this blonde wig on, there. What do you reckon?
That is incredible. Now, that is not bad at all, Mr. Watt. Not bad at all.
Oh, you think so?
I certainly do. In fact, if you shave the beard off, the effect would really be... You see, I'm afraid you're just not suitable for the post. In no way can we make you a bunny girl. I'm sorry, it's out of the question, and that's there, you see.
But why? Why not?
For heaven's sake, do I have to spell it out? Because we can't have bunny girls who are pregnant, that's why. Tuesday again.
Mr. Marks, look, now I have my crystal ball. Let us see what the future holds.
Oh, for God's sake, all right, then be quick.
I see that very soon you will be going on a long journey. You will meet a tall, dark lady.
That was yesterday.
Oh, the blooming thing stopped again.
Tuesday, had a look through my collection of diaries. Oh, this is interesting. Casanova, the world's greatest lover.
February the 3rd, my birthday. 25 today. February the 4th, the day after my birthday. Only managed 17 today.
No, I don't think we'll do that one. Hang on, Anna. Where did I put it now? Yes, I must have left it in my other pocket. No, here we are. Ben Hur's diary.
We present a tale of ancient Rome, Ben Hur. Like all tales, ours is furry, hangs down from the middle of our backs, and wags it up. It begins the tale. No, it doesn't. It begins the story, not the tale. Yeah. It begins somewhere on the Appian Bypass.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hail, Caesar.
Hail, Caesar. Why have you stopped me, officer?
Is this your chariot, citizen?
Yes, yes. What's to do?
You know you're driving in a 30 MPET zone.
MPET? What's that?
Miles per egg timer. You were doing exactly 48.
Now, how can you tell?
It's a speed trap. You see, my mate behind that bush has just boiled 4 dozen eggs. Watch it in future. Hail, Caesar.
Hail, Caesar already, yes.
Paging Ben-Hur, paging Ben-Hur.
What is it, boy?
Hail, Caesar.
Hail, Caesar, shmail, Caesar. What do you want?
Are you Ben-Hur, brother of Ben-Him, and brother of Ben-Doon, and brother of Ben-Nevis, and brother of Ben-Turpin, and brother of Ben-Gunn, and brother of Ben-Zine?
Yes.
What does your father do in his spare time?
Do get on with it, boy. What's to do?
Oh, right. Erroneous Copernicus wants you to meet him at ye old Roman steam bath and massage parlour. He'll be wearing a pretty pink toga with a ruffle collar and sequins round the hem.
Then I'll certainly not meet him in the massage parlour. Have you got a hammer and chisel?
Yes.
All right, then take down this message. Dear Copernicus, thank you for your letter of the X1V Inst. Meet me in the street of 1,000 beggars. The password is my wife's earrings.
Earrings.
Yours faithfully, etc., etc. Now make sure he gets that, will you?
That's right. Hail Caesar!
Yes, yes.
Arms. Arms for the love of Allah. Arms for the love of Allah.
I say.
Hail Caesar!
Hail Caesar. I don't mind telling you, it's getting up my nose. Listen, my wife's earrings.
Does it? Has she tried syringing it with olive oil?
Tell me, is this a street of 1,000 beggars?
It is.
Good. I'm trying to contact Copernicus. Can you help me?
Sorry, mate. We've all been vaccinated against it down here.
Hey. Ben.
Oh, it's you, Copernicus.
Hail Caesar.
Hail Caesar. I'll wring his neck if I ever see him. What's, what's to do?
Shh. I think I'm being very closely followed.
I wondered who that was on your back.
What? Dirty beast. Listen, scoundrel. Now then, that's the trouble in Rome these days, Ben. No one can be trusted. The emperor wants you to put a stop to it. He wants you to ride your chariot in a race to the death against the warrior Maximilius Bigravius.
The centurion with a terrible record.
I know he's 100 years old and on supplementary benefit, but he's still a wily opponent. Will you do it and save Rome from destruction?
What's the alternative?
A holiday in Cleethorpes.
I see, it's sort of a catch XXII situation, is it? Still, I'd rather be a live cow than a dead hero.
You mean?
Yes, I'll take my chances on the race.
Six to four the field, I have. Seven of all, pretty long.
Hubble,
Hubbers, mighty Caesar, ruler of the Roman emperors, master of all men and conqueror of the worlders.
Darling, I've told you not to bother me at work. Hot dogs, hamburgers, spaghetti, popcorn.
But jewelers, darling, Bobo's here with Markers. You remember Markers? Champers and pompers after the augurs.
Hot dogs. Hot dogs, hamburgers.
And that silly man. Now, what was his name? You remember his pater's something in...
Hot dogs.
Dickie, yes. Well, he fell into the poolers. Remember, darling? Freddie and Maxine dragged him out by the...
Nuts. Raisins, popcorn.
Remember, darling, remember? And Masters was wearing that ghastly dress which left nothing to the imagination. Remember all the men staring at her?
Raspberry ripples. Lollipops and chocolate.
Anyway, mustache, darling. The race is about to start. Bye.
They're off. Oh, no, they've been running for hours and hours and hours and hours, and still neck and neck. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, Maximilius is pulling up the front, and it looks like I'm going to swallow my teeth. Yes, it is, and he's going to win. He's going to win. He's going to win. He's going to win. He's won. Oh, and Zion.
Well, no, Ben-Hur has lost, and Rome has fallen. Woe is me. My kingdom is in ruins. My fortune lost to the barbarians. My palace will be demolished and razed to the ground. What will I tell the building society?
Excuse me, are you alone?
No, I'm with the Woolwich.
Ah, here comes that brute, Maximilius. Hail, Maximilius, who won the race. You are the victor. Rome is now yours, along with all its colonies in North Africa, Western Europe, and Great Britain. You have an empire greater than the world has ever seen, including the riches of Egypt, the treasures of the Far East, and the wealth of the Mediterranean. Now all this is yours, and you can keep it. Or you can come back next week and try for the star prize.
Here they are. A family saloon car, a holiday for two in Mallorca, or this wonderful simulated copper fondue set.
Yes, join us next week for another Sail of the Centurion, where Nicholas Parsons is thrown into the arena to fight a lion, and the lion dies of food poisoning.
That's quite enough. Now, what am I doing next week?
Well, Alfred, you did have an appointment with your masseurs at the beginning of the week, but you cancelled it.
Yes, I couldn't stand that Monday morning feeling.
On Tuesday, your agent is coming round to sample your homemade wine.
Good. What am I doing on Wednesday?
Visiting your agent in hospital.
Thursday, you're going to the doctor's for a checkup.
Oh, no, no. The last time I went to see him, I asked him for something for my spare time. He gave me a stomach pump. Mr. Announcer... make an announcement, please, would you?
That was Marx and His Diary, with Alfred Marx as the diary, David Jason as Thursday the 14th, Rob Buckman as the metrication tables, and Miriam Margulies as the map of the underground. The musical interludes were provided by the David Furman All-Stars, and the script was handwritten by Laurie Rowley, Terry Ravenscroft, Rory McGrath, Jimmy Marvel, and David Renwick, John Langdon, John Lloyd, Jeffrey Atkinson, Guy Jenkins, Bernard Cranwell, Colin Brown, and Niall Clark, plus the producer, Griff Rees-Jones.